Yo, what is up YouTube? It's your boy T-Hatch coming back at you with another video. Today, as you can see in the title, we're talking about the two biggest problems that the NBA has and one potentially simple solution that may solve both of them. What am I talking about? Well, the NBA is facing two major problems. One, ratings are down. Now, before we get further into that, it is important to say ratings are down for pretty much all sports, pretty much all TV events, period. So how much of that can you pinpoint on the NBA in specific versus trends as a whole? Tough to say. But two, the second major problem is, what the heck are we doing about next season? The NBA doesn't have a plan to this point. Doesn't mean they're not working on one. I'm sure they absolutely are. But that is definitely something that's kind of looming in the air, both for the NBA and, of course, for the players and for us, the fans, as well. So I actually think the solution to both of these problems may come in the same package. So what am I talking about? Instead of attempting to do a normal NBA season where people have proposed, you know, doing one big bubble again, which a lot of people don't like the idea of, or doing multiple smaller bubbles and then switching those up after a certain amount of time, things like that. Some kind of odd, weird proposals that would make it both tough for the players, it would make it tough to reintegrate fans into the scenario, and it would really just be kind of this one bizarre, odd season out in the ether that we can't really use moving forward for anything else other than saying, hey, we were able to, you know, outlast the pandemic and still play basketball, which is definitely an accomplishment, we should say. But this could actually be an amazing opportunity to workshop the midseason tournament that the NBA has previously proposed, to where, you know, obviously trying to recreate an entire NBA regular season using a bubble, using multiple small bubbles, all these other proposals that are out there. That's a really tough task that's going to take a lot of time. And as we're hearing from the players and even the media that were in the bubble this first time around, every single day that you're in one of those bubbles adds up and takes a toll, not only physically, but most importantly, mentally, for the players and for everybody involved in that bubble scenario. So one of the most important things would be condensing that time that you spend in the bubble down as much as possible to keep it realistic to actually bubble up. Now, what I see happening is we could bubble up once more for some seeding games and play a tournament during what would usually be the first half of the regular season. Then you would take, you know, a month off, maybe two, maybe three, whatever the players need, whatever the league feels is a good amount of time where they can still finish a season on time. But you would definitely take as long of a break as you possibly could to get the players obviously out of the bubble. And then after that break, you could bubble up once more for some more seeding games and the 2021 playoffs. So essentially, instead of doing an entire regular season and trying to do that in, you know, really by whatever means necessary, in this case, you would only have to bubble up twice, get everyone together for that first midseason tournament, get everyone together for the playoffs. That's it. That's all you got to do. And you can give guys some rest time in between where they can really get back to themselves, keep their mental health in check, keep their physical health in check. Obviously, you have to make a lot of accommodations for the world's greatest athletes to be able to keep their bodies at their maximum potential. Some of those things just are not realistic to travel to a bubble. Those are the things that the players need access to in those times of rest. And of course, being around your friends and family is incredibly important as well for your mental health. But of course, this would not be a permanent solution, but it has become clear after watching the NFL that the bubble is really the only way to ensure that games can go on as planned. The NFL has done a good job of adjusting and finding ways to cope with players testing positive. However, you're seeing some of the pitfalls that come with not doing a bubble, letting those players expose themselves to general population and the risks that are inherent in that, and bringing that into the facility. Even if you are contact tracing, even if you are testing every day, there is a lag in those test results, and that lag allows the potential spread to other people on the team, which of course can then lead to having to reschedule or potentially even cancel games. So it does seem to be more practical to bubble up, but you know, this would be a way to do so without being completely unreasonable towards the players and their lives. If you were going to say, let's bubble up for 82 games of a regular season, I, along with the players, would say, hell no, you shouldn't do that. No way in hell should you do that. But if you're bringing them together for much shorter periods of time for two tournaments, you know, mid-season tournament playoffs, I think that is at least somewhat reasonable. You could also potentially include the players' families in the bubble as well, as it seems that the presence of media and other groups inside the bubble was not a point of infection. So it seems like as long as you have them follow those protocols, quarantine on their way in, and test regularly, you can keep them in the bubble no problem. However, of course, again, you know, you can't just uproot families from their lives. These kids go to school at their local school. At least a lot of them do. Some of them are already doing online schooling, but some of them are not. Some of them don't want to leave their friends. Some of them don't want to leave their local area for months at a time, but that option should be available for players and their families that see that as the best option for them. And it appears that that would not be a point for further infection. And that could also be something that goes a long way to keeping the mental health of the players in good standing all the way through a bubble where it's not deteriorating after a week or two, like it was in the original bubble that we saw. Now, something I wanted to add as well is that this is not just, you know, coming out of nowhere, oh, let's do a tournament now. Talks of a midseason tournament have been going on for a while, and they previously hit a fever pitch when a proposal was submitted to the league, or excuse me, by the league, to test a midseason tournament in the 2021-2022 season. So this I found from an article with the Associated Press written by Tim Reynolds. Quote, the NBA has sent a proposal to teams calling for a 78-game regular season along with an in-season tournament for all teams and a reseeding of the playoffs when the field is cut to the final four clubs. A copy of the proposal was obtained by the Associated Press. The plan laid out for teams calls for a play-in tournament to decide the 7th and 8th seeds in both conferences. The top 10 finishers in both the East and the West would therefore have a chance at the playoffs, as well as a $1 million per player prize for the in-season tournament. I think you could, that's end quote, obviously. I think you could pull a lot of the ideas from that initial proposal, plug them right into the midseason tournament for a bubble, obviously with the exception of the 78-game regular season, which is just not feasible under current circumstances. So if you could bubble up with all the teams, do some quick seeding games, and you know, it may take some time. You may have to do quite a few of those, or you may decide that those seeding games are not as important and expand the tournament. I'm not sure exactly what that looks like. The league would have to work that out. But the idea that you could both workshop this mid-season tournament, which was really devised originally to boost those ratings during the regular season, where a lot of times we've seen a lull in the last couple of years during the middle of the regular season where people are just like, yeah, I got my fresh basketball fix when it was first here, and I'm kind of waiting for the playoffs to come. We kind of know what's up right now. People can tend to tune out and not watch. That's why a midseason tournament was so attractive for the NBA, is you can bring those people back in with something on the line, something to play for, some win or go home games that just makes sports so exciting, right? It would also be super exciting for the players to have that cash prize as part of that tournament. You know, you want to talk about motivating these players to win these games, to go into this bubble with a smile on their face and say, oh, if I win this thing, I can walk out of here with $1 million in my pocket, on top of their salary, obviously, but an extra $1 million in their pocket, yeah, they'd be all over that. They would be all over that. Beyond that, you could potentially even do some prizes that include the local communities. You know, maybe the team that wins gets a certain amount of funding from the league to spend on improvements in their local communities that support their team. That could be another great potential motivator for the players, for the fan bases, to get people watching, to get people excited about this midseason tournament. And then obviously all that excitement would play right into the next bubble where you bubble up for the playoffs. So I think it could be potentially an actually great solution to what right now is kind of a specter of looming problems for the NBA. They may find the best solution to two of their biggest problems just simply by combining the two. So that is all that I have to add to this topic. Definitely appreciate you tuning into the video and watching this far in. If you thought this was a good idea and think that more people need to hear about it, maybe the NBA, definitely share this video. That is how we'll get this idea spread and heard. I definitely also want to hear down below in the comments what your ideas are on what the NBA could do next season, what potential ideas could be for a midseason tournament. Should they bubble up for a tournament? Should they do a regular season? Let me know what you're thinking down below. And as always, if you enjoy the show and want to help it grow, the absolute best way to do so is to share this with your friends and subscribe so that you always see when I post a new video. So with all that out the way, I'm going to let you get back to the rest of your day. Peace.